Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the College Football Stack. We have reached what is the equivalent of college football Christmas. New Year's Day, the way it should be. College football all day long, including the two college football playoff games. We'll get to those in a couple of minutes. We, of course, got a total of five games being played on New Year's Day. Let's get things started. Noon Eastern on ESPN2, the ReliaQuest Bowl from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The Wisconsin Badgers taking on the 13th-ranked LSU Tigers. LSU favored by 10 in this game. Wisconsin 7-5 this year, 5-6-1 against the spread. LSU 9-3 this year, 8-4 against the spread. Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels, of course, not playing. Wisconsin, a bit of roster turnover on their side as well. Not sure who's going to be running it for the Badgers, and we're not sure who's going to be throwing it for LSU. So we'll have to see what happens going into this game. I'm actually very intrigued by the defensive game planning of Luke Fickell against the offensive game planning of Brian Kelly, both with a month plus to prepare for this game. So we'll see what happens. Wisconsin, 19-15 all-time in bowl games. They're 4-1 straight up and against their spread in their last five appearances. LSU, 29-24-1 all-time. 4-2 in their last six, both straight up and against the spread as well. So lots of recent bowl success for each of these teams. Wisconsin, 2-4 against the spread in their last six games against an opponent from the SEC. They're just 2-6 straight up in their last eight in the month of January, 0-5 straight up in their last five games when they are the underdog. LSU has covered six of their last seven while winning six of their last seven straight up as well. They're also 6-0 against the spread in their last six games when they are the favorite. Lots of trends going in the direction of LSU, but there's obviously going to be a huge drop-off after Jaden Daniels. LSU, very, very good. Don't get me wrong. They're very deep as well, being in the SEC. I just think Wisconsin's going to have enough cooked up defensively to keep this one close. I don't know that the Badgers can win, but I will take Wisconsin plus 10. Over-under total, 55.5. The over has hit in 15 of LSU's last 16 overall, as well as six of their last nine against teams from the Big Ten. It's gone over in four of their last five played in January as well. Wisconsin under in four of their last five. 55.5 feels like a lot. I think this one's going to be close, and I think that's going to be because Wisconsin can keep the lid on LSU's offense at least a little bit. For that reason alone, I'm going to go under 55.5. Next up, 1 o'clock Eastern on ABC. It's the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl from Camping World Stadium in Orlando. The number 17 Iowa Hawkeyes taking on the number 21 Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee, a 6.5-point favorite at the time of recording. The Volunteers were 8-4 this year, 6-6 against the spread. Iowa, 10-3 overall, 6-6 against the spread as well. Tennessee, a much longer list of opt-outs and transfers heading into this game. Joe Milton III being the top of that list as he prepares for the NFL draft. Iowa really coming back with their full squad coming out of the regular season. So we'll see how that shapes up as we go through this matchup. Iowa, 18-16-1 all-time in bowl games. They've won three of the last four, going 3-0-1 against the spread. Tennessee, 30-25 all-time, 4-1 in their last five, both straight up and against the spread. Iowa has only covered two of their last six games overall. They're 4-1 straight up in their last five, but are 1-5 straight up in their last six games in the month of January. Tennessee has only covered two of their last six overall. They've won five of their last six against teams from the Big Ten, while also going 5-1 straight up in their last six January games. They've also covered five of the last seven when they are the favorite. The thing of it is that Tennessee offense did actually struggle a little bit in the latter half of the season, and they were going against tough defenses, but Iowa's is as tough as anybody. For that reason, I think Iowa keeps it within a one-score margin. I'll take Iowa plus the points. 35 is the total here. The total has gone over in four of Tennessee's last six overall, as well as four of their last five played on Mondays. The under has hit eight times in a row for Iowa, as well as their last six when they were an underdog, and 5 of their last 7 against teams from the SEC. If Iowa's going to keep this one within a touchdown, like I think they can, it's got to go under, because that's the only way that they're going to be staying in. So if I'm going to take that logic, I've got to say under 35. We've still got a lot to cover here, folks, so we're going to keep cruising along. 1 o'clock Eastern on ESPN, it's the VRBO Fiesta Bowl from State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The number 23 Liberty Flames taking on the number 8 Oregon Ducks. Oregon, a 16.5-point favorite. They were 11-2 this year straight up, 9-3-1 against the spread. Liberty, an undefeated 13-0, 9-4 against the spread. 16-20 all-time record for Oregon in bowl games. They're 3-2 straight up in their last 5, going 1-3-1 against the spread. Liberty, 3-1 all-time in bowl games. They are straight up, and they've actually covered all 4 of their bowl appearances. This one has hints of a famous Fiesta Bowl gone past, of a very good very good Group of 5 team taking on a very good Power 5 team. Has all the makings of Boise State, Oklahoma, except for the fact that I don't think Liberty has nearly as much talent as those Boise State teams did. Liberty has covered 10 of their last 14 games overall. They're also 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 games in which they are the underdog. Oregon, as I mentioned, covered 9 of their 14 games this 13 games this season. They've won 6 of their last 7. They're 13-1 straight up in their last 14 games when they are the favorite. The only times that we took Oregon this year that they didn't pull through for us were those 2 Washington games. Liberty is not Washington. I think that Dan Lanning is one of the best coaches in the country. I think he's going to have these guys focused here for the opportunity. I think Oregon's just too much, particularly in the trenches, for this Liberty team. And I think the Ducks get it done. I'll take them -16.5. 67 is the total. The total has gone under in 12 of Oregon's last 18 overall, as well as 4 of their last 5 on Mondays. The total has gone over in 6 of Liberty's last 7. I don't think Liberty is going to be able to score enough to keep up with this total. So I think this one's going to stay under 67. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Come on, folks, it's playoff time. We're not talking opt-outs anymore. We're talking about straight-up football now, because these are the ones that they tell us actually matter. 5 o'clock Eastern on ESPN, the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl game presented by Prudential. From the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, the number 4 Alabama Crimson Tide taking on the number 1 Michigan Wolverines. Michigan, a 1.5-point favorite this game. This season, Michigan, of course, 13-0, 7-5-1 against the spread. Alabama, 12-1, 9-4 against the spread. All-time, Alabama, 46-27-3 in bowl games. They're 5-2 straight up in their last 7 appearances, going 4-3 against the spread. Michigan, 21-29 all-time. They're 1-4 in their last 5 bowl games, 0-5 against the spread in that stretch. Alabama has covered 5 of their last 6 games overall. They've won 10 in a row since that early season loss to Texas. Alabama also 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games against teams from the Big Ten. They've won 5 of their last 7 in the month of January. They're also 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games when playing as the underdog. That might be the one we lean on. But Michigan, 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 overall. They're just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 against teams from the SEC. They are 13-0 straight up, though, in their last 13 games when playing as the favorite. This one is a very, very tough pick. I think this one is the closer of the 2 matchups. Well, I guess they're both going to be close. Don't hold me to that statement. I don't know what I'm talking about here. But I just have a hard time. Betting against Nick Saban has not suited me well this year. I had Alabama going under their win total for the year, which they proved me wrong on. In the games that I've picked against Nick Saban this year, he's done me dirty. So in this game, I think Michigan's got a lot of great players. I think they got a great team. I think they've got great coaches. I just have to go with the guy that has the track record here. And I think Alabama, if you're going to give me points with Nick Saban in a bowl game, I think you have to take them. So I'll take Alabama +1.5. 44.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 7 of Michigan's last 9 games overall, as well as 11 of their last 15 in the month of January. The total has gone over in 6 of Alabama's last 8 Monday games and 5 of their last 6 overall. I think this trend continues for both of these teams, and we see this one get over 44.5. In the other semifinal, 8:45 Eastern on ESPN, the All-State Sugar Bowl from the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. The number 2 Washington Huskies taking on the number 3 Texas Longhorns. Texas, a 4-point favorite. They were 12-1 this season, 7-6 against the spread. Washington, 13-0 this year, 6-6 against the spread. Texas, 31-25-2 all-time. In bowl games, they've won 4 of the last 5 and covered 4 of their last 5 appearances as well. Washington, 19-20-1 all-time in bowls, 2-3 in their last 5, 3-2 against the spread over that stretch. Washington and Texas are two of the teams that I think I've doubted the most as the season has gone on. Both of those Washington-Oregon games, we took the Ducks. Texas, I think we were betting against them quite a bit this year. And look, for what these teams did against the spread, we weren't totally off base. Again, Texas being 7-6, Washington 6-6. So when you get these two teams together, you just got to think this is going to be an absolute knockdown, drag out. I think this is going to be a bunch of haymakers going back and forth. I think it's going to be a great game. So let's take a look at the trends and see if that gives us any inkling as to which way we should go. Texas 4-2 against the spread in their last 6. They've also covered 4 of their last 5 against teams from the Pac-12. They're 5-1 straight up in their last 6 January games, and they've won 5 games in a row when they are the favorite. Washington, just 2-6 straight up in their last 8 against teams from the Big 12, but they've covered 5 of their last 6 against in games in which they are an underdog. I just got to say, I think Kalen DeBoer is going to get it done more than Steve Sarkisian. I think it's going to come down to coaching and preparation here. For that reason, I'm going to take the Huskies plus 4 points. 63.5 is the total. No real trends to speak of in terms of the totals for Washington or Texas. Neither team really having one way or the other in terms of what's been going on with their game totals. I think this one has all the makings to be a shootout. Like I said, back and forth, haymakers. I think it's going to be a close game. In a shootout, you want to take those points. That's why I took Washington, 63.5. I think this one goes over. That's going to do it for our New Year's Day preview. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We will be back with an in-depth breakdown of the national championship game once those participants are decided. For the College Football Stack, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.